You know what time it is. I don't even have to tell you. It's another Film Drunk Broadcast. It is here. I am here to rape your ears. The rest of us are going to rape your minds and maybe the buttholes that you got from that butthole factory of mice. This is your ear rapist, Ben. I'm here with blogger extraordinaire Vince.
Here I am.
I'm here with grumpiest man in podcasting, Brett.
When I listen to News Team Assemble, I think about someone furiously milking a cow.
Well, that's how they recorded it, mostly. But the cow udders were synthesizers. And we are here with Brendan as well.
My favorite part is right here where it goes, ooh-wee-oo, ooh-wee-oo.
Brendan's wearing Flavor Flav's timepiece on his wrist right now.
I need a bigger watch.
Boy! And we do have Burnsy of Burnsy's Corners fame on the line as well. He's blooped in. Burnsy.
Yeah, hi.
Yes. So we got another great show. We got Burnsy.
Fuck you, Burnsy.
Shut up, Burnsy.
Yeah, shut up.
I want to lick some butthole tonight.
Wow. Sacrifice.
We'll maybe read some emails. Thank you for sending all those emails. We always read them. We may not read them live on the air. Lindy West will be on a little bit later. Vince did see a couple movies. I don't know why. Movies are fucking lame.
I don't even remember the last time I saw a movie.
I don't think you've seen any this year.
No, I don't think so.
Movies are lame, bro. So old.
I'm over movies.
Yeah.
Let's just make this the drunk broadcast.
You guys are killing my career.
Your career. Hey, time to move on to a different medium, bro.
I'm gonna have to review podcasts or something.
that would be awesome. Just a podcast reviewer.
Bomb. Dude, you are losing it on the soundboard.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to, you know, I thought the inception there it's kind of played out.
Burnsy, what are you bringing into your corner
tonight?
That's
our signature.
Oh, I have so much fun stuff for you guys tonight. I got an awesome new song. It's my favorite song in the world right now.
Is it called Ants in Our Pants?
No.
Are you Are you familiar with the fact that Eden Wood has 5 songs on iTunes?
No, don't give it context. Let's just pretend that you came up with a song called Ants in My Pants.
All right, fine.
Leave him hanging, man. Listen
to Ben's angelic singing voice.
Yeah. Vince, you want to hear my song Ants in Our Pants?
Yes. I'm sorry, I was giving you the Eden Wood.
I thought you were going to play it from the magic of the computer.
Oh, we're not doing that. We got Burnsy stuff to talk about.
I thought you had it on your computer.
Don't worry,
we can go back and edit all this out.
My computer doesn't work like that. Burnsy, what sort of songs are you bringing in this week?
I'm not going to spoil anything. You just got to. This one's it's a sad song, actually, but it's an upbeat sad song. It's about when two people who they think they're in love, but then one of them comes home to find that other person banging the gardener.
Is it a gangbang?
Is this song called Smell Your Dick?
I couldn't finish watching the video, to be honest.
All right, I think I got that queued up.
Smell Your Dick is a classic.
Is that Matt Zarley?
Yeah, this is Matt Zarley and his new hit single, WTF.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. You guys got to watch the video, too.
This is a parental advisory. The following contains explicit...
What the fuck?
Content.
Sounds like Friday.
You gotta watch the video, it's pretty good. There's dudes playing football with each other. Oh, they're kissing. Again. You see, you wrecked my butt. They're having a hose fight.
All right. Well, let's not kill anybody.
That was... So the video reminds me of Schmidt's Gay.
Yeah.
It's Schmidt's Gay meets Stacy's Mom.
Yeah, it really is.
They are partying really hard in that video.
They are.
Burnsy, how'd you come across that one?
You
don't want to know.
Sometimes type Gay Gardner into my YouTube account and see what pops up.
The Google alert.
I mean, to be honest, who doesn't? Do you have an RSS feed for that?
I got so many RSS feeds for Gay Gardeners that I don't even know where to start sometimes.
Is that a pretty popular hit in the clubs in Florida?
I don't know, but my YouTube right now, the suggested or the recommended videos is like scaring the crap out of me right now.
I was about to say, I don't know that I want to know what's recommended to you.
Swagger Jagger, Summertime.
You want to see a dog fucking airplane set to music?
Is that as a dubstep?
Yeah.
Did I ever send you guys the Amazon recommendations where it's like, Brendan, you might want, and it was like all pictures of dogs wearing clothes?
You know me so well, Amazon. Yeah.
I'll
Amazon,
take three.
You're my best friend.
Yes, I want the Yoda dog. Oh, Amazon.
So, Bernsey, what are we going to next? Jim Carrey?
Yeah, that one is it's kind of personal to me because it really upsets me.
Does it? All right. Well, let's all let's all give it a listen.
Is this a song?
No. This is worse.
It might someday. I'm sure it'll get auto-tuned.
So, all right, play it and then. Well.
This is a message for Emma Stone. Emma, I just wanted to let you know that I think you're all the way beautiful. Not just pretty, but smart and kind-hearted. And if I were a lot younger, I would marry you. And we would have chubby little freckle-faced kids. We'd laugh all day long, go camping and play Yahtzee and tell ghost stories by the fire.
Got the punchline, this better be awesome.
And the sex. And every day for the rest of your life, you would thank God that I was the appropriate age for you. But I'm not. I'm 49.
Fuck is going on?
I have lines on my face, sometimes a little gray in my beard, and it takes me a lot longer to pee than it used to. These are the only discernible signs of aging that I can find so far. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know how I felt. I think you're pretty special. And I wish you continued success and artistic fulfillment. But most of all, I wish you love and contentment. That's all.
Is he going to shut off the camera soon? Oh, he's saying, mouthing, I love you. All right.
What the fuck is going on? Ace Ventura, where have you gone?
Wait, if you're going to deadpan that, don't you have to put something funny and understated in there? He's just being a...
Vince, is there any context to that at all?
Still going? Is it still Burnsy? Going?
I have no idea. I don't know what the point of it is. It's creepy as hell, and it's even worse because it's Jim Carrey, and he sucks lately.
He should have done the exact same thing, except he should have said it out of his ass.
Now that would have been enjoyable.
That would have been good.
I thought it was a funny.
Excuse me, Emma Stone.
A funny premise, but he didn't have any.
There's no meat in there. He just sort of said words on camera.
At what point did he? Has he always sort of been a little crazy? And then
yes,
but
yeah, he like rallied against immunizations because
he was dating Jenny McCarthy forever, so they were doing that whole thing.
Pretty crazy there.
Yeah, that one's a good one. I'm not going to give my son no drugs because it's going to make him sick.
Well, look, he's Canadian. And the thing is, if you're famous and you're American, you get fat and gross. If you're famous and Canadian, you just get crazy. Like, look at Dan. Well, Dan Aykroyd kind of got fat and crazy. But, I mean, most of the aging Canadians, they're really, really weird. They go into some weird conspiracy theorist sort of. Like, Mike Myers got super weird, too.
Dude, Tesla earthquake coils.
What about?
It caused earthquakes in Virginia.
Yeah, East Coast guys, that's affecting me now.
Did you feel that?
You Canadian?
No.
I felt it in my heart.
Is there some crazy Canadian who thinks that the earthquakes were caused by Tesla coils?
Well, the government's using. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Brett's just wanted to grind this whole conversation to a halt.
Brett just wanted to say Tesla earthquake coils.
Yeah. He just likes words.
But Jim Carrey's not even with Jenny McCarthy anymore, is he?
No, he's single.
So he's not rallying for the...
He's like Gene Simmons. He won't get married.
Was it the Prestige where Bowie was...
Now he's got to screw with Tesla? Emma Stone.
That was fucking righteous.
It was.
I still like The Illusionist better.
I never saw that.
Illusionist.
Bowie as Tesla. That's all I need to say.
I did like Bowie as Tesla.
That's fucking rad.
Ain't going to front on that.
Yeah.
So, Bernsey, what's up? Bucky Larson, Steve Jobs, where do you want to go with this?
You call it. I don't really have a specific order.
Bernsey, what's the theme of your corner tonight?
It's kind of a potpourri of heartbreaking news.
Okay, fair enough.
A potable potpourri?
No, I didn't say that. I said a potpourri.
No.
Yeah, Brett, you shut your goddamn mouth.
I'm getting tired of your shit.
Pretty sure he said.
You're just making words again. You just wanted to hear yourself say potable.
It's a veritable Tesla's coil.
Earthquake coil.
Do you think if Tesla took a dump, he just goes, that's the Tesla coil right there. sending picture texts out to his friends.
Yeah.
By a lightning.
Yeah, by a lightning. He's got this huge radio tower.
Just took the biggest Tesla coil I've ever seen.
Let's see you send this coil with direct current, son. I don't think so.
Science jokes, yeah.
Skate, skate.
Vince, do you go to exclusively electricity joke stand-up? Or
you know, science is not my bag, but once you throw in stories about a guy electrocuting a elephant, suddenly it gets a lot more interesting.
That was Edison.
I know, but that was because he was feuding.
Because he was feuding with Tesla about alternate versus direct.
No, my prize elephant, Edison, you bastard!
Thomas Edison rides off on his horse-drawn wagon. Ah, skeet, skeet!
Whose tusk is... No!
So the funny thing about Tesla and Edison is...
direct currents for pussy eating pranksters, sucking hater bitches.
I'm out on my horse.
So we got Steve Jobs resigned from Apple today, I believe. Was that today or yesterday?
Today.
He ceremoniously.
Yesterday, if you're listening to it tomorrow.
True. It was Wednesday is when this happened. He hung up a single black turtleneck.
They retired it.
Yeah, they retired the black turtleneck.
All right, so we got a reaction video from Steve Jobs resigning. Talk, woman. She's still walking.
Bernsey, how do you find this shit? 300 views.
I don't
even
know how to start this video right now. I just found out that Steve Jobs resigned from Apple.
She is.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a bit emotional. Mostly because
I'm talking into my
Steve
computer.
Has been a huge inspiration.
Dude, talk faster. Like, is this a Muse song?
A lot of people's lives. And in his letter to the board of directors, he said that if there's ever a time that I couldn't fulfill my duties at Apple, that I would resign. And
is this chick?
You stop this! I hate this.
I know a lot of you guys are probably aware.
Does this get interesting or better at some point? Because I just kind of want.
You got to go to around the 125 mark.
Oh, you didn't tell me.
People
that.
All over Twitter were like, "Oh, what a resignation letter!" And it was just like, "Hi, I always said that if I can't do my job, I'll resign. So I'm going to resign." Everyone's like, "Oh, it's so amazing!"
And I resign.
Bernsey,
what I'm doing now.
Bernsey, you probably haven't, or you should have noticed this by, or known this about Vince by now. You need to give very explicit instructions the instant before he does something, not in some sort of email, long-forgotten email that was sent maybe minutes or hours ago.
Well, I feel like an absolute tit right now.
Teat.
If I start crying, it would be so stupid because there's all these people in the middle of the street. There's all these people over here.
Why does she have her computer open in the middle of the street?
I don't know where she is.
Is that like the mall?
I'm just
upset
iPhone.
Because I know
what?
That
iPhone. What is that?
Probably the reason that he did resign is for his health issues. And
she's crying, and I don't care, and I want to punch her.
Bernsey, how do you find this shit?
She's like really popular on YouTube. Her name is I Justine. I swear to God. And I just was going through. I had like 10 other Steve Jobs people bitching and moaning videos.
Time out. All right, so the other videos that are coming up in my sidebar are cute puppy, all in caps, exclamation point, OMG, I'm cooking.
You'd see what OMG, I'm cooking is.
Oh, God, she's already so.
So now we're just live testing asinine. YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Click on that one.
So it's 9 minutes and 50 seconds long. I'm not watching that.
I just wanted to get to the part where she was crying.
Oh, it's her.
It was stupid as hell that she was crying.
Yeah, it's she was crying, but it's kind of hard to communicate orally.
Is putting an I in front of a word more or less annoying than putting got in front and question mark after?
Slightly less, but close.
Anyone who still does that needs to be shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see the milk?
The I thing's getting close now.
The milk people pissed everyone off with their PMS campaign, and now there's all the posters are replaced with got discussion, and it's some sort of weird backpedal about how they opened up PMS for conversation. Like, thanks, dairy board.
I didn't.
We at the California or United States Dairy Farmers Association wanted to have a frank and honest discussion about PMS,
and we did that for you. So you know, no need to thank us. Just keep drinking milk.
What was the big controversy?
They had like a PMS campaign.
Got cramps.
I mean, it was sort of
God
basically, it was a bunch of boyfriends being scolded or something, and they're looking at the camera, and they're like, "Oh, I brought you a bunch of milk because I hate your vagina."
What? I hate your bleeding vagina.
I don't know. I
hate it when it bleeds.
I try not to read the justification. I assume it's because you put milk in the vagina.
Is that how you stop the period?
No.
I mean,
how do you? It's not.
Well, you make them sleep in it. You can't stop it, but you just have to make them sleep in a little dog glue.
Oh. Dog-a-loo.
Wait, you're saying that it's an igloo for dogs?
I know.
It's made out of plastic.
It's good.
It makes a good period tent.
Dog-a-loo.
You're saying you don't make them sleep in that all the time?
No, just when they're having the vapors.
You can't let them outside. They'll just.
I love you know what's really funny to me is like old timey remedies for like shit like that where it's like a vibrator. It's like cures hysteria.
Yeah. She's going nuts. Just put this up her twat. She'll be fine. There's a movie about that called Hysteria. The guy who invented the vibrator.
Wait, really?
In Victorian England, yeah.
Interesting.
That's weirdly.
Was the first going to be delightfully sexual?
I could imagine the first vibrator basically being some gigantic contraption that
fuck saw.
Yeah, basically a fuck saw.
Yeah, no, Edison killed an elephant with it.
Oh yeah, nice.
Basically, in my vision of Victorian England, everyone is Mozart from Amadeus.
Pretty much.
Oh, a guy I played football with in college got arrested for fingering a 14-year-old.
Oh
wow,
fun.
Yeah.
Wait, so you play with him in college, meaning he's around our age?
Yes.
Meaning, and the girl's 14.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That.
Abzies.
As if it would be better if he was like 21.
It would be a lot better, but it would still be
better. Not
it'd
much.
Be better 29. By about 9 years.
He's 29, so. Yeah. So, yeah. He's doing great.
In case you're asking.
Wow. At least she wasn't 17, because that's got to be rough. Where you're in jail, and you're like, man, if I was like one state over, everybody would be giving me high fives.
And then Kip Winger's in the cell next to you going, she's only 17.
Yeah.
That'd be a
shame
crazy.
What happened to Kip Winger.
Yeah.
There's a lot of statutory rape songs in rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's because there's a lot of statutory rape in rock
and roll. Sweet little 16.
So true.
Yeah, they write what they know.
Willie Nelson's got one about statutory rape. I was watching a Lock Up Raw about some guy who's like, who's like mom or girlfriend's mom like turned him in.
Yeah,
poor guy. He did like 5 years in the clink because he was like 17. His girlfriend was like 15.
That show's pretty fascinating.
It's good. It kind of gives me nightmares.
Was that like a sequel? Was there Lock Up original and then it's like Lock Up Raw, the revengeing?
No, that's just he watched it without protection.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Dick swinging Lock Up. Yeah. Dangerous moves, my friend.
There's some weird shit that goes on in jail.
Yep.
Believe it or not.
Burnsy, what do you think?
What are you clicking back there?
Stop clicking.
Quit playing Scrabulous.
I'm not.
Dog-a-loo. 40 points. Double word score.
I was ordering you all personalized t-shirts.
Oh, really?
With Eden on it?
What does mine say, Burnsy?
It says cutie patootie.
So do you want to do Bucky Larson now?
Yeah, I guess. It's going to get my blood pressure up.
I feel like it's mostly visual, but we'll see how it goes.
No, you can. This is the whole trailer. So
this is Nick Swardson's new movie, by the way, and it was directed by one of Adam Sandler's buddies.
Who's Nick Swardson?
Nick Swardson.
Love that new haircut.
You get a lot of compliments on it. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank the bowl.
Miss SpongeBob said I look like Brad Pitt.
Meet Bucky Larson.
Get out of here. You're fired.
Fired?
He was going nowhere.
Don't let these people get you down. You're destined for greatness.
Until he made...
Tonight, we're gonna watch nude movies.
A shocking discovery.
Is that who I think it is?
That's your folks.
I'm the son of two stars.
We were gonna tell you on your 50th birthday.
This is my destiny. I'm gonna go to California, and I'm gonna be a star on the silver screen. I'm the son of two movie stars. That's like a super duper movie star. Hey, how are ya?
You're not so kitty porn, man.
Oh, I'm allergic to cats.
Self-service, pal.
No, I don't want to buy a movie. I want to be in one.
Yeah. Do you want to finish?
What does that remind me of? It, like, just that really stupid character.
It's rated ARG for pirates with the giant buck teeth. It's like a Mexican sitcom. They all have the bowl cut and giant buck teeth. It's like on Arrested Development when they had like the...
That was such a great subplot. Yeah. And then he died and they did like the In Memoriam.
Mm-hmm. I really like Nick Swardson, but why does he have to have that really horrible character?
Bernsey and I were emailing back and forth about this. And yeah, I always liked Nick Swardson too. I always thought he was really funny. I still do. But I feel like at some point when you're buddies with Adam Sandler and he taps you to be... like a bit player, you kind of have to decide whether
you can't deny the power of Happy Madison Productions.
Yeah, do you want a bunch of Adam Sandler money?
Fucking A, I do.
Yeah, exactly.
If he tapped me on the shoulder and said you need to play like a mongoloid retard in this movie,
staple that wig to my head, motherfucker. Yeah. It's payday.
before he gets done saying retard, he just says mongoloid. I say yes.
Yeah,
to whatever you're paying, because that's a 7-figure check.
Yeah,
I said staple the fucking wig.
Let's get it on my scalp. David Cross bit where he's talking about how he wanted to buy this house in upstate New York, and he's like, "So I fucking did Alvin and the Chipmunks, okay?"
Yeah, makes sense. But yeah, you got to do one of those for every two or three good movies, I feel like.
And, yeah.
Well, Adam Sandler's gotten to the point where he just makes that, but every movie he makes is $100 million. Not that it costs to make that it earns.
That is true.
I don't see them anymore, but. They all just rake in money.
Yeah, he's on autopilot.
Yeah, it's
weird. He might be dead already.
Well, you see glimpses of him like still being funny and actually like a legitimately good actor when he does.
When?
All right. Anytime he's done serious stuff, he's actually been pretty good.
The last one was Funny People. Yeah, that's the last one you were, right?
He was good in Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, and that was older than Funny People.
I'm saying it's been a while.
You are super old now.
I'm saying it's been a long time.
You were like
38. I do not deny that. I'm saying he stopped doing all those good movies about like ever since Funny People. And even then it had been a few years.
Like, you don't think Jack and Jill looks fantastic?
It does. It does.
You'll see it anyway. Fuck you.
Yeah, does this look better or worse than Jack and Jill?
This looks worse. This looks worse than what was that? That Spade movie where he plays the kid star.
Oh, yeah.
Dickie Roberts, child star.
It has almost the same plot, oddly enough.
It's the same thing.
You sound like my dad there. What was that now? Spade movie?
That's
Shaft.
I saw that Spade vehicle.
Yeah, I meant that in racist connotation, by the way.
Right.
If only.
I'm angry at my dad right now. That's why.
Brennan's dad made him mow the lawn this weekend. True story.
But his car broke down, so he couldn't mow the lawn, and then Brennan was in hot water.
I was in deep doo-doo. My dad was calling me from the vacation home.
Echo, Charlie, yeah. Museum. Yeah.
It's actually Mike.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Museum.
Backstory on that is Brennan's dad made him learn the Navy...
The phonetic alphabet. He maybe learned the NATO phonetic alphabet because it's changed a few times.
Well, the NATO one's full of pussies, though. I mean, you really want the good old-fashioned American.
No, the NATO one's standard because there used to be an old American one that was a little bit different where it was like Abel, Baker, Charlie,
Dick
Dog,
Salt.
Easy, Fox. I forget the rest, but then when like...
Now it's like Charlene, Nigel, Frog.
No.
Surrender.
appease.
Did you ever use the NATO alphabet for anything?
No, not anything good. Sometimes if I'm on the phone, like most people are like, E as in Edward. I'm like, so that's Echo Mike November Papa. Like, and I'll just start like naming off things like that. And
so,
like,
so you used it once?
No, I, you know, every
like
once
every
in a while.
Every week?
Once a month, maybe. Mm. Yeah.
Echo, Charlie,
time,
Mike.
Time well spent.
Yeah.
How long did it take to learn?
I don't know.
So there's only one word for each letter?
Yeah.
There's like a standard word for each letter.
Yeah.
But NATO uses something different than like the Army or the Navy?
No. I mean, it's all like it's all the NATO countries. So they're all on the same page. So if they do like a joint operation, they're, you know, speaking the same language.
Literally.
Dick salt.
And we have reached a new low.
No, that's yeah. D. D is dick.
I'm sure this
salt.
Is fascinating.
Dick salt. It's one word. It's not hyphenated. Just one word. Dick salt.
Well, Bernsey, it's been real.
We have reached a new Lima Oscar whiskey.
Bernsey, anything else for us?
Not really. I got a new Valpak that I'm going to go through.
A Valpak?
Yeah, you know what that is, Vince?
Is that pills? Is that pill talk?
What is that?
No, that's a coupon mag.
Oh, like a penny saver?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, sweet.
But it's only coupons.
You'd think they would advertise better, a penny saver, because it doesn't sound like you're going to save much.
It's true.
Just call
are you doing
it.
Your act on us right now?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, have you guys looked at your penny saver recently? What is the deal with the penny saver? I mean, if I was advertising in a newspaper, I'd probably want to save a lot more than a penny, am I right? Hey.
God, I know you're trying, but I just hate you so much right now.
I like that character.
Excuse me. Paul, is this microphone on? I don't think, thank you. Thank you very much, folks.
That'd be awesome if you said, is this microphone on, about 15 times?
Just nonstop in different voices.
Microphone? Hello? Bravo, Echo, Charlie.
Test. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Golf Hotel, India.
Tesla, poop transplant, banana phone. Is anybody listening to me? Hello?
I don't think my mic's on. Thank you very much.
I'm talking to the computer just like this.
If you said
I love whenever people say thank you without telling a joke.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Test it. Well, thank you very much.
I'm telling you, that would kill.
Yeah. There's this one guy who was doing one-liners, and most of them were bad, but he would just wait like a perfect 2 seconds. He'd be like, blah, 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 and then it'd just be dead silence. Thank you. Blah, 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 blah. Dead silence. Thank you very much. Misplaced gratitude.
Yeah.
But if I'm all about it.
I think the... is this mic on? Thank you would work really well.
Wait, Vince, is that your favorite?
What?
It's of all funny things. Brendan's is poop. Mine is probably the animated GIF or the profound understatement, right? Would you say that?
Mine's listening to Bernsey shuffle his papers around.
Hilarious.
I don't know.
I'm trying
to
find discounts right now, so you can just excuse me. Ooh, Buca de Beppo.
Orlando's finest.
All right. Well, Bernsey, thank you very much for your corner.
I'm very happy that you guys had me on again.
Yeah, we liked it. It was good. Except for that thing that Brett did.
We're going to change it
twice.
It's going to be Bernsey's cornhole.
It's starting
thing.
To get to be the passive-aggressive broadcast.
just
Vince
over
and
the
Brett
mic.
Aren't really talking to each other very much.
they're fighting.
All right, Bernsey, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bernsey.
What do you think Ben's favorite is?
Brett, Vince says not to make that clicking sound so much when you talk.
Mine's usually like the videos of people getting kind of fucked up.
I feel like you're a sucker for a good catchphrase too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, for sure.
Yeah, if it's funny, the more you say it, I think that's up your alley.
Oh, that is up my cornhole, right?
right in my butt,
right in my fake mouse butthole.
What about you, Mancini? What you got?
Right,
I don't know.
You don't know. You're on the spot. You're freaking out.
Can't think of anything good. I like dead baby jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, you like the envelope pushing
Vince,
garbage.
Yeah, Vince just loves vulgarity.
Yeah, he likes shock value.
Vulgarity.
I do. Blunt click. Vulgarisms.
Click.
Thank you very much.
Can't beat it.
I don't think my mic's on. Thank you very much.
All right, well, you want to? We got an email.
All right, well, before we get Lindy on, Vince wanted to read an email about poop, one of our favorite topics.
It is quite wordy.
My favorite topic.
This is a really long one that went on for pages.
I won't read the whole thing, but it's got some good stuff in it.
You're not going to edit on the fly, are you?
No.
Did you already cut this down?
No, I didn't already cut it. Could you just shut your face?
You can go back and edit this out later, guys.
Doggaloo.
It's Doggaloo. It's not Doggaloo.
Doggaloo is better.
No, it's Doggaloo.
No.
Doggaloo.
No, that's
you need
not.
You drop the alpha in the middle.
No, the alpha is the best part. Because then it's a little ramp when you say it. Doggaloo.
You're just like Bobby Flay. He uses Chipotle in every meal and he calls it Chipotle. It's Chipotle, jackass.
Nobody loves Bobby Flay.
No. It's a Michael Lewis article about the Euro crisis, and it's about Germans and their love of poop.
Scheiße.
Published in 1984 by a distinguished anthropologist named Alan Duns, Life as a Chicken Coop Ladder set out to describe the German character through the stories that ordinary Germans like to tell one another. Dundas specialized in folklore, and in German folklore, as he put it, one finds an inordinate number of texts concerned with anality. Scheiße, shit, dreck, dirt, mist, manure, arsch, ass, folk songs, folk tales, proverbs, riddles, folk speech, all attest to the Germans' long-standing special interests in this area of human activity. He then proceeded to pile up a shockingly high stack of evidence to support this theory. There's a popular German folk character called Der Dukenische, the money shitter, who is commonly depicted.
Popular,
you want me to read
awesome,
it for you?
Who is commonly depicted crapping coins from his rear end?
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Where's the money shitter?
Dukatenscheiße. Europe's only museum devoted exclusively to toilets was built in Munich. The German word for shit performs a vast number of bizarre linguistic duties. For instance,
duty.
A common German term of endearment was once my little shit bag. The first thing Gutenberg sought to publish after the Bible was a laxative timetable he called a purgation calendar.
Throwback.
Yeah.
Throwback.
Yeah.
What?
Brendan wondered if the Gutenberg Bible snuck a shit joke in there when we talked to the fartologist.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Doctor of fartology.
Then there
you know what? I read that article and I forgot about that, that I asked him about that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
That joke will never get old.
Then there are the astonishing number of anal German folk sayings. As the fish lives in water, so does the shit stick to the asshole, to select but one of the seemingly endless examples. Dundas caused a bit of a stir.
Anal German like it's African-American. Yeah. Anal German.
German butt baby.
By descent.
My man. Dundas caused a bit of a stir for an anthropologist by tracking this single low national character trait into the most important moments in German history. The fiercely scatological Martin Luther, quote...
I love that part. Yeah.
Quote, I am like ripe shit and the world is a gigantic asshole, Luther once explained. Had the idea that launched the Protestant Reformation while sitting on the John.
I love it. None of this is cited in any way. It's like the well-known shit enthusiast Martin Luther. It's like, what? Wait, what? I didn't know that. Well, hold on a second.
He hammered a turd to the wall of the Catholic Church.
Just making up articles.
99 feces.
Mozart's letters revealed a mind, as Dundas put it, quote, whose indulgence in fecal imagery may be virtually unmatched. One of Hitler's favorite words was Scheißker, shithead. He apparently used it to describe not only other people but himself as well.
Der Scheißker.
After the war, Hitler's doctors told U.S. intelligence officers that their patient had devoted surprising energy to examining his own feces. And there was pretty strong evidence that one of his favorite things to do with women was to have them poop on him.
They just say that in passing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's like these like really broad allusions to all this stuff. Like, it's common knowledge. It's like, no, go back to that. Give us some evidence.
And
here,
it's really widely known that Hitler had multiple women shit on his chest throughout the day. Well, he thought,
I scheiß again. German scheiß film. Well, I will say this. When I lived in Germany, I'd say the two questions far and away that I got the most were, one, the number one question was everyone wanted to know about guns in America. Everyone assumed that everybody in America owned a gun. So that was probably the number one question. But the number two question was, everyone asked me and they said, is it true that anal sex is illegal in America?
That's an interesting. I had not heard that rumor.
Yeah, and that's like everyone thought that. Which I mean, I guess in certain states, isn't it? Like, don't they have like crazy archaic sex laws?
Yeah, in certain
but
states.
In
it
certain
is.
States, yeah, but
that probably applies to oral sex too, depending right. on how you define sodomy and all that.
Right, right, exactly. So I mean, I think like technically there are, but I try to explain to them that like, yeah, probably in some states it's illegal, but like, who's going to catch you doing that? You yeah. know what I mean? And so, like,
well, until Rick Perry's our president.
Right. They couldn't quite wrap their head around that. So I just, I don't know.
You said, no, watch this. I know how to fuck you in the butt.
Yeah. Better get it in while it's legal.
No, watch this.
I'm a rebel, baby. Well, they also.
I'm about to get extradited for this shit right here.
What does that have to do with flip flops? You said they were obsessed with your flip flops.
Oh, yeah. They just don't wear flip flops in public there at all. And so and it's funny, like, the stereotype of them being very kind of, like, rigid and sort of, like, not very flexible in their thinking, definitely true, where you would just see people wearing, like, a jacket and long pants, and it's, like, 95 degrees, and then we'd be wearing shorts and flip-flops. And they're looking at us like we're assholes, you know? But I think it's just sort of, like, it's a very, like, hard and fast rule. Like, you don't wear flip-flops outside your house.
Mm-hmm. Brendan, so if you don't wear the flip-flops like, yeah. outside your
Was
house.
Was is does? You don't wear the flip-flops in the public?
It goes the opposite direction with Teva sandals and capri pants.
Mandals?
Yeah, well, that's what they yeah. wear. Instead of shorts, they wear capri pants.
And mandals.
Yeah, yeah, with socks.
I kind of like the Huck Finn look where you got your pants and you just kind of roll them up to about short length.
Yeah, that's what I did at Outside Lands.
I like to rock that sometimes, you know, when I'm kicking back, give them a caftan. Thank you.
See, I think that would work really well.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't really tell jokes and then say thank you.
This last time I just said thank you after something and then everybody clapped. And I was like, ha-ha, I pulled a mind trick on you fuckers.
Got you, sons of bitches.
That guy Neil deGrasse Tyson, he's like that really brilliant astrophysicist.
Oh, yeah. The black dude?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I can't believe I knew who that was.
Well, yeah, I mean, because he's like actually in the press because he's not like a total nerd. He's like actually kind of funny and personable. Yeah,
and they always put him on Colbert and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right, exactly. But he put something about... we referenced this a couple of broadcasts ago, but he put something about it was like 5 years ago today that like Pluto was downgraded from being a planet. And we were joking about the open mic that we did where like every single person's like, damn, you hear this shit about Pluto? Pluto's like the black people of planets. They won't even let us be a planet.
Make us sit in the back of the solar system.
And then they tell us we ain't even a planet. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You ain't even no planet no more. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a good email.
It was a good email. Oh, we got another one. Got another few. We got quite a few about the African curses that we asked for. And we probably
I don't even remember asking about that, by the way.
It was at the very end after we were all kind of drunk, probably.
It was my idea.
Yeah.
I do like a side note that there has been a Twitter account created called Fraudcast Quotes.
Yeah, I did enjoy
that.
That's
pretty amazing.
Yeah, and there was something that was attributed to me that I didn't remember saying, which was awesome.
Yeah, there was one thing attributed to me as well. I was like, I don't remember saying that.
Well, are we funny?
You've probably
in
said
writing?
A lot of things that you don't remember.
No, I'm not denying that I said it.
Do we look good on paper?
Probably.
No, on tweets.
But my next.
It's definitely flattering. It's whoever does it is obviously a fan.
I would be scared if they hated us and they had been listening that intently.
You'd be like, remember that shit you said about Eskimos in like the sixth broadcast? That was mean. I'm sending this to Eskimo Americans.
They're aiming
America.
To take us down. They're going to take us off the podcast air.
Indeed.
What's the other email, Vince? Go for it.
Oh, damn it. I just clicked away from it. You ruined my show again. This one's from Farthammer. I thought this was a funny one. I'm trying to... all right, there's no identifying details. I wanted to make sure. First line, good first line. I wanted to discuss some shit with you and whatnot. I have a bunch of friends who have all been in threesomes. In one case, a three-man train on one chick. But every single case was a male-male-female hookup. What's the deal? You guys have any friends like this? I'm not looking at anyone. I'm not looking at anyone who may or may not be across from me right now. Are awesome threesomes male, female, female real? I know Ufford told a story on KSK once, but he was obviously full of shit. I'd appreciate any stories or pictures. That's the first half of the email.
I will certainly send you pictures of my male, male, female threesome.
My
please send your email address to me.
Did you take any?
Did I take any?
Yeah. Did you take any of yours?
Take any of mine?
Thank you very much.
By the way, my
all right, I see we have some broadcasters who don't want to be completely honest with the listener right now.
I like that there's a 3-man, 1-woman train. That woman's getting married to someone at some point, and that is not being told to the husband. Yet she had a train run on her by 3 gentle people.
Well, we knew a girl named Octocock in Australia for, I think you can figure out how she got that nickname.
But that was timing related rather than,
how was that timing related?
Well, it was, I think it was one at a
time. 8 dicks in the room at once.
There are just 8 boners happening within reaching distance.
There are 0 dicks in here. It needs to be 8.
How is that different than a train?
Well, no, they were sequential. They weren't all at once. I feel like a train, you need more than one person
in the room.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, she was like going room
how
to room.
How is that?
Come on.
Train is one after the other.
Yeah, but they're like in the room. Think the other dudes didn't know what was going on. Like, everyone thought they were like, oh, sweet, score.
So she just knocked room to room and just was doling out hand jobs?
That was what was said.
Thank you very much.
Probably like the biggest scandal that I saw when I was playing football was like these dudes were all running a train on like a couple girls and like they were just like in the room and they were just, I don't know what they were doing because I was definitely not in the room because they were gross. But like
guys are the girls, bro.
Everyone involved.
Wasn't the other room studying my NATO phonetic alphabet?
Yeah. but then like one guy,
this is so gamma alpha yellow right now. Sorry, go ahead.
Golf alpha Yankee.
Yeah. I just wanted you to correct me. Thank you.
No, but then like at the end, one dude, this dude, we called him Gums.
I like him already.
He French kissed this girl at the end, like after she'd been with all these dudes, and then it was just this huge scandal.
Oh, he broke every rule in the gross gangbang book.
Yeah, because in the colloquial,
I check that out of the library every week.
I have so many late fees on that
because
thing.
In the colloquial tongue, he was trying to wife a hoe. He was trying to wife a hoe.
He was.
Yeah.
You don't wife a hoe instantly after she's gotten DP'd by everybody.
Yeah. She had just gotten DP'd, and he was trying to wife a hoe.
He was wiping someone else's jizz off her chest and trying to wife her?
Yeah, basically.
That's the first step.
Just crying.
She's crying.
I'm going to make you clean.
She's crying.
We're going to get married.
He's crying. The producer was crying. Cameraman was sweating. Are there more emails? Or no?
I thought there was a 350-pound guy named Bubba, and he came running down the hallway naked with his hand over his junk, and he had a horrible stutter, and he was from the South. And he comes down. Any of y'all got a condom?
And did you help the man?
There are some things you cannot unsee. It was not my room. I didn't have one on me, so I just
You weren't wearing one at the time?
Yeah. Here you go.
Well, since no one wants to be honest about their personal lives, I'll go to the second half of that email. Also, Puck from the real world has a sister, half-sister, stepsister, who grew up in my hometown. She is super hot and currently works at Masaki in SF. Anyway, a friend used to bang her and said she was a total freak in the sack. And then this is my favorite part. But he also said one time he went down on her and it smelled. He said the other times it was all good, though.
She was just having a stinky night.
Yeah, it happens. You know, they're probably out jogging, doing some yoga.
Yeah, that's what the ladies do in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
I don't either.
I know a couple of those girls, but I don't think I know her. Yeah, I emailed him back, but I don't know her.
All right.
Missed connections on the Craigslist. You had the Seriously. Sneaky vagina. I might have known you from the bar.
By the way, so did you guys, we all got new roommates. Did you see? The funniest roommate post ever went around. Oh, man.
What?
You really didn't see this, Brett?
No. What?
Oh, my God. I think, like, my mom was basically posting.
What?
Hey, Brett, you need a roommate?
What?
Everyone on the internet knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
It was a famous Craigslist post.
From about...
It's way too long for me to read.
Oh, no. You don't want to read it. No. It was actually kind of funny.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of funny.
Is this like 6 months old?
No, this is like a week or two old.
So,
I think.
Why did you bring this up?
Because yeah, you talked about Craigslist misconnections.
Oh, I did. When did I say that?
No, Brett just did.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, don't confuse me with this asshole.
Are you blooping Lindy in?
All right, let's bloop Lindy in. That was the musical style.
Did you record that?
It's most of it.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
That was
holy shit, that was awesome.
That's the musical stylings of Farty in the Butthole. They're going on tour this summer.
We're really leaving that in?
Tootie and the Blowholes.
Man, you're on fire tonight.
Well,
you don't have to include that. That could be in like deleted scenes. But that was amazing. That was a beautiful piece of music right there.
Brendan had his hands going. He was really into that. So we couldn't get Lindy. She's probably passed out in her car after she drank too many G&Ts.
Oh, and they just lined up and all of her like cup holders. She's got six. She's got like an economy car, so she's got six empty G&Ts.
I hope she's doing all right. She's not locked. Maybe she's locked in the offices of the stranger or something. I don't know. But
that sounds more ominous than it is.
She's trying to open the door with their hand the wrong way.
So,
welcome to the offices of the stranger.
You're not going
to
get the anything from Lindy this week, unfortunately. But Vince saw a couple movies.
Did I?
Vince, what are movies again? Remind me.
They're this place you go and sit in the dark. Oh, actually, it was awesome because I went to see that Paul Rudd movie, Our Idiot Brother. And as always, it's always a fun crowd. The mix of film critics and people that I don't know where the hell these people came from or how they got
them. How do they even find out about these movies? That's what I never really quite understand.
I don't know. I kind of feel like they take a clipboard down in line at the DMV or something because it's like the similar, very similar crowd.
Penny Savers.
Yeah. Must be. What's the other thing? Valpak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go down to like a homeless alley and say like, hey, do you guys want to go sit in an air-conditioned movie theater for 2 hours?
We got a Valtrex pack for you. And here you go. But
Valtrex is a little different, actually.
So the Paul Rudd movie was pretty funny on its own, but what was probably funnier was the loud sister yelling at the screen half the movie.
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't like she didn't ruin my enjoyment of the movie. She would just say things.
She enhanced your enjoyment.
Yeah, she really
did. You thought that was like a 4D experience.
I was dying. Like, awesome. She was way, I mean, the movie was good, but she was way funnier.
Do you think that was hired? Like that was a new
yeah,
movie.
Like it was a plant.
Yeah.
Like Paul Rudd would do something. She's like, oh, what an asshole.
So would she, because I'm always curious when people are that out and loud. Would she look around or was it always just straight at the screen?
I don't know. She
Did
was
she
sitting,
ever stand
she
up?
Was sitting way behind me. So I couldn't see. I couldn't see what was going on. But then when she walked.
Oh, that Paul Rudd straight jerk.
When she walked by at the end, she was still like complaining. I don't know if she's complaining or just sort of commenting on the characters. I couldn't tell what was going on, but it was very entertaining.
Complaining all the way out.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is an idiot.
Yeah?
It was enjoyable?
Stepbrother.
It was. It was very, it was enjoyable.
Brother. Right?
You would recommend it.
Idiot brother.
I would recommend it. It looks like the trailers made it look really bad.
You look like a news anchor right now.
Hey.
The headphones and your stupid hair.
What's wrong with my stupid hair?
It's all swoopy over to the side like Tom Brokaw or something. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, we have a bloop ghost.
We did the opposite of tease.
What would that be?
We tell you something's not going to happen, and then it happens.
We gave you the stranger.
Yeah. Ooh.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry.
Lindy!
Pick up your banana phone!
Sorry. I don't know why. I don't know.
Answer your banana phone!
That sounded like, what's her name in Goodfellas? Lorraine Bracco in Goodfellas. We're like, I'm sorry! It was like a beaten wife, I'm sorry.
You need to get more minutes for your banana phone.
Oh yeah, we noticed that your voicemail box is full.
Your voicemail box is full, Lindy. This is Brendan. I called you. Your voicemail box is full. That's so ghetto.
I know. It's been full for like 8 months.
What are you, hoarding voicemails?
I know, it's just like they're all from my mom yelling at me, and so I never wanted to listen to them, and then she filled up the entire thing yelling at me, and then...
That is amazing.
Your entire full voicemail of probably 30 voicemails is your mom just yelling
you
at you.
Can you just download them to your hard drive?
I don't know. I don't know how technology works.
No, it goes straight to her hard drive, and it makes her sad.
It does.
What does she yell at you for?
Oh, I don't know. It's like, get the... It's like, get the wheels aligned on your car. I don't know.
That
like,
was in the fun bag.
Yeah, exactly. So she was yelling at me then. I mean, that's been going on for a long time. I still haven't done it. Which is stupid because I'm the one. It's my car.
Your body. You're gonna switch lanes. You're not even gonna try. You're gonna be in so much trouble.
That sounds like Brendan's mom made him get protective eyewear. Well, first she bought him bleach for his toilet, and then she bought him a toilet brush, and then she made sure that he got eye goggles so that the bleach didn't splash up into his eyes while he poured the bleach into the toilet.
It's a true story. My first apartment in college.
But, hey, did she give you some sort of, like, bleach-resistant rubber gloves?
Yeah, she brought those big yellow rubber gloves, too. So this is for pouring the bleach into the toilet. But I want you to wear these goggles because if you hold the bottle too high when you're pouring the bleach into the toilet, it could splash up and hit you in the eye.
You had a whole, like, toilet cleaning kit.
Yeah.
That came with bleach, gloves, goggles.
Did you have a rubber autopsy apron, too?
No, wait, I didn't have that.
What did you use all this for? Was it for kinky football sex?
No, I just never used it.
Oh. Can I borrow it for kinky football sex?
Yeah. You can borrow my football helmet, too.
Boom!
Just don't give...
You never cleaned your toilet ever?
Not when I was 18.
What? Really?
Yeah, those streaks were like a point of pride. You're like, look at that shit. Yeah. I've flushed... That's been there for 6 months. It's not even going away.
But Lindy, now he bleaches his toilet regularly, like once a day.
Yeah.
He straps on the goggles right before he goes to work.
It's true. I'm grown up now.
It's embarrassing. Something about my shit is very persistent. So I'm a serial poop streak leaver, and a lot of people don't have anything to clean the poop streaks with. So a lot of times I go in there and poop, and I know the person going in there after me is just going to see my big poop streaks on their toilet. I don't know if I should be embarrassed about that or not.
That's just who you are, man.
I know, right? Yeah.
Sometimes I get like the big farts that like shotgun spray, little splatters of poop on the back of the toilet.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Sure.
That doesn't always flush down either. That's not
who doesn't have a toilet brush next to their toilet?
Lots of people.
Or I'm saying out like in, you know, not at home. Somewhere else.
Like a restaurant?
Maybe.
Coffee shops.
Why do you care if it's in a coffee shop?
Concerts.
Well, I'm just saying, someone's going to go in and be like, wow, someone just shotgun sprayed poop all over this toilet.
I say that out loud when I come across that. Someone has just pooped all over this toilet.
Yeah, it's like a spray.
Quiet book reading voice.
What's that, Lindy?
That's what toilets are for.
For pooping?
Like, so someone's going to be outraged that someone pooped in the toilet.
How dare you?
Well,
that's
disgusting. It's not quite as fun to walk in to a bathroom with...
As long as they don't pee on the fucking seats. It's like, you're a man, don't pee on the fucking seats.
That's the worst thing ever. That should be a crime.
You should be executed for peeing on the seats as a man.
I think many things that are...
Like, there's urinals right there.
Yeah, I think many things that are currently criminal should not be, but I think peeing on the seat should actually be... You should be fine.
These are made specifically for pooping. You are a boy, and you poop.
Well, at the very goddamn least, put up the fucking seat. Yeah. Like, that shit drives me insane. Well, they just
should do a stand-up show in Vegas with these jokes.
Thank you.
My office, there's only two bathrooms, like two little rooms that are for bathrooms. And
they don't even have toilets in them? Yes. Wait, hold on.
There's just some sad guy's cubicle. It's like, oh, sorry, Carl. Hold on.
No, I mean, like, it's not like there's...
This
like
is just a room. It's not even a bathroom.
There's like two tiny rooms, two tiny closets. Anyway, so that everyone uses them, and they smell like poop all the time, all day, every day. They smell like poop because someone's always pooping. Except then yesterday, I went in there and it smelled like granola, and that was somehow grosser. I thought.
Because someone's just sitting there on the toilet
eating
the kudos.
I don't know.
You do live in
Maybe
Seattle.
Were...
Oh, they still make kudos?
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Linda, you are in the northwest of the United States. I think someone probably pooped granola.
Yeah, you're in the granola capital of the world, Lindy.
It's true. It's our it's our national state food
and bird.
National state food.
Contradictory statement.
It's our state bird.
Granola. The granola bird.
It's our state poop.
Our state poop is just a log of granola.
Our state poop is a nutty log.
I feel like ours is more of a cappuccino, like it's a frothy, like
it's very steamy.
Yeah.
Our state bird is Kirk Douglas' corpse
just
going
diverse.
Down a log flume.
Yeah, with a boner.
Well, that's our state
mascot. Just dicking you the bird.
There's one perching
the
on
eagle's purse on it.
Like the Mexican flag.
And it can't get a good footing, so it's like doing its little claw hop on his dick.
Claw hop.
It could just be him giving us the bird.
No? No, it's the dicking you the bird. Just dicking you the bird.
Kirk Douglas going down a log from the boner is just the funniest thing ever. How in God's name did we ever come up with that?
That was Lindy's gin and tonics, I think.
I have zero recollection of
was
that.
That you
I mean,
sitting
I remember
in your Volvo?
Us talking about it later, but...
Genius and tonic.
Yeah. Kirk Douglas... His corpse, remember? He's not even dead. His corpse going down a log flume with a boner. Oh, that is brilliant.
It came from a dark place.
Very real, but very dark.
Called Splash Mountain.
So, Lindy, what did you think? What was your thoughts on Conan? And
I liked Conan.
Did you?
I did a sampling. It's Ronan the Brobarian is the winner.
Yeah, that's what I
Ronan
said.
The
it's
Brobarian.
Barbronian.
Nope. Look, everyone I talked to said Ronan the Brobarian is better.
I don't like
yes,
that.
I win.
I like it when the bro becomes something else, like Brose Canseco or Bros of Stalin.
I don't like it when Ben wins any more than you do, but he's right this time.
All
right,
fine, yes. But you guys are interrupting Lindy because she liked it.
I didn't really like it.
You loved it.
I liked it. I kind of liked it. Let's see. What do you guys already talk about it?
No.
Do you have
really.
Talking points that you want? Did you see it?
I did see it.
Talking points.
We want you to hit these four talking points.
Yeah, actually, we do have Lindy. We have talking points. We have bananas, phones, and banana phones, and poop
like,
transplants.
Yeah, I was about
in that
to say
order.
Three.
Yeah.
I like the part when toward the beginning when they go to that like slave town and
yes.
then they. Free all the slaves, and there's like the sexy lady slaves, and at first they're like, no, like they're like in a like a rape cage, and then they free them, and the ladies are like, no, please, what are you going to do with us? And then they're like, I don't know, let's party. And then all of a sudden they're like not
some
scared of rape anymore, and they're like, spring break.
Yeah.
And then they all go on the pirate ship and have sex,
wine and implants for everybody.
Does the movie start with Bronan pushing the big wheel of cheese in the circle?
They don't have the wheel of pain in this one.
They don't do that.
Oh. Does he ask him what is best in life?
Wheel of pain.
Yeah, does he ask him what is best?
Does he ask him?
No.
Conan, what is best in life?
They don't ask him that.
Oh, it's like Ron Perlman.
Well, he's master of silly outfits.
Quite a bit.
Who played Thulsa Doom?
There was none.
There was no Thulsa Doom? What the fuck kind of Conan remake is this?
It's a remaster. It's called Bronan.
It's a bromake.
It's a bromix.
It's produced by professionals.
Oh, also, I like how sometimes that woman would think that it was okay for her to talk, and then he'd be like, shut the fuck up, and he'd punch her in the face.
I like how the black dude was like, here, go give Conan his map, and your pussy.
His nap.
Yeah.
Bronan is tired. Put him down.
And then it was like the most awesomely gratuitous sex scene ever. It's like
Bronan gets cranky.
Cut.
Whatever, you're fat and ugly. Stupid.
I don't like you anyway.
Yeah. Shut up. I'm trying to watch Entourage.
You're not even my real mom.
See, that would be so much funnier if he was just like kind of a douchey guy. It's like, God, I always watch Entourage live. Watch the East Coast feed.
Cut your head off.
That's why I got DirecTV. Don't you fucking listen to me?
God. No, I'll sex you later.
I did like it when he freed the slave colony of strippers.
Yeah, and then they had spring break.
But what's her face? Rose McGowan, like the hardest person to look at and or listen to of all time?
Yeah, with her like bugle claw.
Yeah, that's right.
She's got a lot of plastic surgery lately.
Well, it's hard to tell. She had like a big putty forehead. I think they might have CGI'd her forehead.
I think she is CGI.
I think that's her real hairdo.
Yeah.
Looks hella good.
I read today. I didn't realize she was in a cult when she was growing up. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't there like a Primal Scream cult or something like that?
Unsurprising.
Well, no. So some sort of polygamous cult.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, where there was a lot of raping going on, a lot of underage sexing. When they asked her dad to draw a picture of underage sexing going on, that's when he sort of drew the line and they had to escape.
Wait, they asked him to draw a picture he drew of the underage line? Sexing going on?
This line represents underage sexing?
I think it was like draw... I don't know. I don't remember exactly. It was sort of like, like, hey, we're making artwork about you sexing little girls. Something like that.
Was he in kindergarten, this father? This is a very confusing story.
Yes, he was in kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Yeah. Sorry. Proceed. Rose McGowan. She had a gigantic five head.
Yeah.
I sort of got home and I was like, I don't really want to review this. That was a boring movie.
I never wrote my review. I just never wrote it.
Your secret's safe to us and all seven of our listeners.
Tim Mike, don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Tim Mike and now Fart Hammer. Yeah.
Tim Mike and Fart Hammer, don't tell anybody. Lindy's going to get fired.
I mean, I just lied and said I was going to do it, and then I never did it.
And then you just
What are you supposed to say? There's like only like four things happen, and then it's over.
I like the just say you're going to do it and then never bring it up again.
Yeah, I thought that was good. And I did this sort of like smoke screen where for my column I wrote about how much I hate the original Conan. So then it sort of looks like I had written about it, even though I hadn't.
No.
Do you really hate the original?
But not really.
It's so boring.
The original, shut up.
The original is like girlfriend sleeping pills.
Oh my god.
You could just like blow on the DVD towards her and then she just falls asleep.
And I love shit like that, by the way. I love the thing where it's like a dude with bangs and headband and a sword and stuff. I love that. And I was like, I don't watch this. I bet it's great. Because it's famous. And then I tried to watch it and it's like 9 hours long. It's so fucking boring.
But then nothing he hits happens. Stuff with his sword.
It's all, you just have to realize it's all because of Arnold. If it wasn't Arnold, it would be really boring. But Arnold's in it and he's awesome.
He's not awesome. What do you mean awesome?
Oh, dear God.
He signed my college degree. Shut up, Lindy.
Jackson Brown got an honorary degree. When I graduated from college.
You went to the worst college ever.
I know. It was so stupid. Don Johnson was there, too.
We're going to name you a PhD in relaxing.
You got a master's in a 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah.
No socks required. Here's your degree.
Yeah.
But you know what is required? The no bad days tattoo. Lindy, what were you talking about today when you were talking about someone trying to hit you to death with a knife?
Oh yeah, where did I write that? I've been watching a lot of like.
What are you doing? Are you building a chicken coop?
What?
Are you building a chicken coop right now?
What are you talking about?
You have all kinds of saw noises coming.
There's
out
lots of
there.
Ambient noise coming
let's,
from your.
Let's room. Play a game.
No, it's silent in my room.
False.
That's what they all say.
Oh, now
dude,
it stopped.
Dude, there's nothing happening in here. Are you right. I have a fan on, I guess. Is Did it you? My fan?
No, it sounds like you're trying to bury a raccoon.
Did you tell your prisoner to shut the fuck up?
Quiet time now.
You put some lotion in the fucking basket.
No, I'm not doing any carpentry of any kind.
What were you talking about?
Nor am I walling a prisoner up inside of a brick.
I said shut the fuck up.
Talking about you talked about someone trying to hit you to death with a knife.
I know. No, they were. It was in a Lifetime original movie.
Oh yeah. And
someone was trying to hit a sexy lady scientist to death.
Yeah,
with
the
a
scientist
knife.
Because the husband was the breadwinner. But then the DNA evidence gave him away for trying to hit her to death with a knife.
So like he hit her with the butt of the knife?
You guys watch a movie together? What's
no,
going on?
He's just being retarded.
What? You knew all the plot points. How is what's going on here?
It was a blog post you wrote today.
On the internet.
Do you want me to tell you what happens in the Lifetime original movie
yes.
or not?
This yes. is good.
Unanimously.
Yeah.
Okay. Lady scientist. The science that she does is she gets mice addicted to drugs. So she opens this big like bottle that's just labeled heroin, and then she takes a chunk of it and like feeds it to a junkie mouse, and then junkie mouse is like, oh yeah. So science is super impressed by her science that she's doing, and they're like, listen, lady, we're
she can't get through it.
We're going to give you $40 million science dollars. You are the best at science because of the mouse. So then.
Are you on peyote?
Is it peyote Wednesday, Lindy?
So, sorry. All that stuff I just said, it happens in the first 10 seconds of the movie. It took longer for me to retell it. Okay, basically what happens is her husband is like, my manhood is threatened. I hate you. And also because she's like, I'm going to take the $40 million that science just gave me and I'm going to donate it to science, which is fucking stupid, obviously. So the husband's all mad. So then, he like breaks into the lab and tries to stab her, but then he like plants evidence incriminating himself.
DNA evidence.
Yeah, DNA evidence, which she knows
because she's a scientist.
Yeah, so she finds the ski mask that he was wearing in the bushes outside right. the science building. Which, first of all, good job, police. Like, she just finds it there like 3 days later and it has a hair on it. And so she takes the hair, and then she's suspicious of her husband because she's like, I don't know why. She just decides that
she's in a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, because it was, clearly it was probably her husband that broke into the lab and tried to stab her. That makes sense. So she's like, so she takes her husband's hair, and then she takes the hair from the mask, and she like puts them in a computer, and the computer's like,
98.6% match.
Yeah, no, it goes, sample A, ski mask. Sample B, Chuck. Result, 100% genetic match. That's what the computer says. Anyway, meanwhile, she takes comfort in the arms.
Sorry. I thought the match deserved to see us at Miami. No?
No, it did.
Did I jump the gun on that?
No, it did.
No, that was good. That was brilliant.
Sorry.
That's only the second soundboard of the night.
It was useful.
That scared the shit out of me.
So Lindy, then what happens?
Okay. So meanwhile, she takes comfort in the arms of her husband's college bro, and they go mountain biking, and then they have like erotic times. And she's like, Chuck tried to kill me. I know because of DNA. And also, the police are like, why didn't you give us that DNA? It's garbage now because we can't prove anything because you could have just put your husband's hair. Anyway, whatever. That's a subplot. It's not interesting. So then she thinks that she has it all figured out. And she's like, Chuck did it. And then she's like, oh, no, actually, he was framed by the erotic mountain biker. And so then
it's true, though. That's been going around.
So then she calls Chuck up and she's like, Chuck, I'm so sorry that I said that you tried to murder me. I love you. And he's like, I'm at your lab for no reason. Come down here. And she's like, cool. So then she goes and then, oops, turns out it was Chuck and the erotic mountain biker were working together in some sort of scheme.
Were they gay for each other?
No, they were both gay for her, I guess. They were, I don't know, they were gay for megabucks, for science bucks. So then everyone kills everyone, and then it's over.
The end.
What was it
called? It was really good.
What was it called?
It was called Proof of Lies.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we go out on that?
Out on Proof of Lies?
Should we?
Yeah. Should we go in or
we
out?
We should go out on that.
Both. Faster.
In and out. All right.
What's in?
What are we at?
Don't worry about it, bro.
All right. All right. Just checking.
All right.
It's really hot in your room.
It is. It's warm in here.
Are you guys all snuggling like in a king-size
snuggling
bed?
And guzzling.
Yeah, it's like a human centipede in here.
I aimed the fan at Brennan's crotch, but it still radiates too much heat.
Yep.
And now Brett's building a chicken coop because he got all jealous because you were building one.
I just want to be loved.
All right. Well, Lindy, anything else going on up in the wonderful Northwest?
No.
That's it, huh? Lifetime movies and
I'm moving. I have to move out of my apartment.
You're too loud.
I'm not that chapter of my life. We don't speak of it.
We only yell of it inappropriately.
No, wait, what would Brendan have to say about that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, suck these jeans, Vince. Suck these jeans. Ah! Ah!
He does do that.
The stifled one's the best.
It's true, I do.
He trained for that.
Yep.
So you have to move because you're too loud?
I have to move because my building raised my rent by $250, and I am destitute. I can't pay that, so I'm moving.
It's time to go wake up some different neighbors.
Exactly. Named my parents. I'm moving into their basement.
No. Whoa.
No one.
It's gonna be awesome, you guys.
No wonder you're avoiding the phone calls.
Mom, all right, I fucking got the car, the wheels aligned. Fuck.
Mom.
Can you come over and take a picture of my coffee table and put it on the internet to see if anyone wants to buy it?
That is a regular thing with parents. Everyone does that. What is... Just take the picture yourself.
She doesn't know.
All the time they do that. How to make the picture go
on
the internet.
Will you sell this on the internet for me?
Will you put this on the internet?
Yeah, that's the hard part. The taking the picture part's easy. But how do you get it out of the camera?
But it's like on 8mm negative.
Yeah.
In the internet?
How do you take it?
My mom, she was like, I tried to go on your website, but I Googled your name. And she's like, I tried to go on your website. I didn't understand it. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, I put your name into Google. And then I didn't really understand what happened after that.
I passed out. I woke up like, a couple hours later.
It's like, well, I can think of a couple things wrong with the method that you did that in. But...
Someone at work asked me to find a picture of myself online, and so I did a search for my name on Google Image Search, and there's a picture of Vince with a fake mustache on in, like, the number 6 position. It's horrible.
He's just trolling your Google search page.
Yeah, exactly.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
You
fucking asshole.
Just
used the power of the internet for evil.
Just drew a picture on my butt and posted 10 pictures that said Brendan. Yeah.
Dear fans, please vote these up on the Facebooks.
Right.
Yeah.
You all right, well, Lindy, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my God. Thanks for having me.
OMG.
It was so fun.
Well, everyone,
that part earlier.
Everyone go see that Lifetime movie.
Butthole you can watch it on Hulu.
What's it called?
.com/Lifetime-movies or something.
Butthole of Lies.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Well, Brendan, you know, it's your job to take us on out of here.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening this week. As always, we're frotcast@gmail.com. Send us your emails. We love them. And until next week.
Oh, yeah. Send us your soulless corporate work emails like Brendan got. We want a few more of those.
The African insults didn't work out as well as we'd hoped. So
shockingly, a few of those turned out kind of racist. So
if you're listening, last week I read an email that was rife with just meaningless corporate buzzwords. We had a good laugh. So if you have some good ones that have lots of thinking outside the box and radical white space ideation, technology, innovation, then send them our way. Frotcast@gmail. And until next week, good night and good Charlie Hotel India November Sierras.